found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a Friday edition of Tidbits, eighth day of the month of March. Here we are, ready to wrap up the week, Matthew.
Ready to wrap it up, baby.
It is going to be a big, big day of Tidbits. Just a big day.
That's what we want to hear. You know, we missed one yesterday. I wish we would have got to.
Okay.
But it was like 25% of us want our state to secede from
Yeah. Yes. I talked about that with Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and that's, you know, as high as 30-something percent in some states.
Right.
Indiana is the highest in the Midwest.
Yeah.
At nearly 25%.
So we just, yeah, we can do this by ourselves. We don't need the rest of you. Okay.
It's the country of Indiana.
Who's your Vanilla?
I'll become your king.
There you go.
I didn't see any of the State of the Union. Didn't watch any of it.
I didn't either.
But, you know, a lot of people out there are just disgruntled. I don't think anything will ever make anyone happy anymore. It's just, we're squandering. That's what everyone thinks. We're squandering.
Yep.
And, you know, the economy doesn't help. And they say it's improving, but we're not seeing it. We're not feeling it. And, you know, it makes you crabby. You go to the store, it makes you crabby. Get gas, it makes you crabby.
It does.
You know, it's
right.
Just constantly crabby. You go to the fast food joint, you get your cup of coffee, your breakfast special, you're crabby. You know how much you're supposed to pay for that.
That was $5.42 last week. I remember when it was $3.89.
And it, you know, you just got to get it out of you. So you're right. Crabby all the crabby time.
All the time.
Now, this is an interesting deal from Ohio. Two women propped up a man's corpse in their vehicle and withdrew money from the dead man's account before they dropped the 80-year-old's body off at a hospital ER. He was already dead.
What?
Yeah. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. Waving his arm.
Hello, Mr. Hot Supple. He just waves.
The two women were not related to the dead guy, his name Douglas Lehman, but they live with him at his home. The women, with the help of a third individual, removed Lehman's corpse from the residence and placed the body in the front passenger seat of the car, then headed to a nearby bank's drive-through window. The bank had previously allowed the women to withdraw money from Lehman's account as long as he was with them.
Mr. Lehman was awful quiet today. He just didn't have much to say. Dang.
This time a teller apparently was unaware that Lehman was dead when they pulled up and took out $900. That was probably his Social Security. They placed Lehman in the vehicle in such a manner that he would be visible to bank staff in order to make the withdrawal. What extremes.
I know, man. For $900, wow.
So,
of course, they probably got more than that over the course of time.
Yeah. They then drove to the Ashtabula County Medical Center, where they dropped off Lehman's body and departed without providing any information about the man.
They just shove him out the car. Open the door, push him out, speed away.
Police subsequently identified the duo and questioned them about the incident. Prosecutors this week charged them with theft and gross abuse of a corpse. And by the way, gross abuse of a corpse is a felony.
Wow. Wow.
That is just a whole lot to go through to get that $800-$900.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they weren't very nice to Mr. Lehman while he was living.
Probably not.
You know, it's
here he is letting him live there.
I just, you know, I just, you got to prop his arm up, you know, wave.
They put someone in the back seat with like fishing line, like he's a puppet.
Some people may have wanted to try to do that for months.
Does it say how long he was dead?
Well, no. I don't know how long he was. But if you've ever been around a dead body, it's not pleasant.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't take long to get to that point.
Right.
Let alone, you know, any dead animal. Ugh. You know, anything at all. So Mr. Lehman made one last withdrawal. Gosh. We've had stories of people keeping
corpses. Oh, I know.
Corpses.
I know.
You know, just right there in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know how they do it. Dead bodies give me the creeps, okay? Just creeps.
Okay.
Whether I knew them or not, it's right. Going to give me the creeps.
It gives you the creeps.
You know, it's just, I could not work in a morgue or
anything. So how do you feel about, there used to be an old wives' tale, I don't know what it is, but when someone dies, you have to touch them.
Oh, not me.
Like, you have to touch them in order to get your own. I can't remember what the reasoning was. Maybe someone remembers, but that was part of the whole process. And that's why you see a lot of widows that will pat the hands of, you know, their husbands. And
I've never done it, never will. And, you know, I've been through with parents.
Same.
You know, and
I never touch my parents.
Friends, and, you know, I'm not, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I have, you know, grandparents, you know, I mean, I've never had a desire.
No, me either. Me either. I don't know what it is about that. I just.
And again, I know it's all in the way you're raised.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's just, no, I'm not, you know, and you don't take a flower. You don't take anything, you know, like when they're putting them in the ground or whatever.
Oh, you're supposed to take a flower and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that.
I just sit there and rock, you know, like I do at home.
It was one of the cooler things that happened to me when my Uncle Charlie died. He was Army vet, and so they did the salute.
Oh, okay.
The volley, you know.
Yeah.
And I was one of the pallbearers, and afterwards they came and all gave us one of the shells, now which I thought was kind of cool.
That is kind of. I didn't know they did that.
I didn't either, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so I still got it, my little...
For good old Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
My Aunt Carol?
Yeah.
That was her husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is 6:30.
The legendary Aunt Carol on this show.
We've had many an Aunt Carol story.
That's right. It was her husband.
All right. We've got a break here for news, a look at weather. When we come back, a Texas mom that took care of her son's bully.
Oh.
In a unique way.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll... hit that and some other things when we return with Tidbits.
This is Tidbits.
You know, we hear stories of bullies and so forth.
Sure.
Of course, you know, bullying is not tolerated in any form.
Were you ever bullied as a kid?
No, I never.
Really?
No. I don't recall ever having, you know, and I don't know. I wasn't special, I never went through not making a team.
Okay.
Okay, I never went through that.
Right.
I always made it.
Sure.
So I never, you know, but I knew people who didn't.
And well, you're a natural athlete. Like you have that.
I was, you know, Herculean physique.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You
know, and, like an Adonis.
Yes. But I knew kids that didn't. You know, and I know it's got to be tough.
Yep.
Not everybody made it back then. You just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never was bullied. I mean, by my siblings.
Right.
They bullied me.
Does that count? I mean, does bullying from a sibling really count?
Well, I was
tied to a bedpost by my brother. I mean, come on. Does that
count? You thought he was ready to play.
I did. I was excited. We're playing Star Wars. Yay.
And then just left.
I mean, no, I grew up as a kid that was chubby, so I was kind of fat. My name was Matt. You know, I heard that a lot. My initials were MPP or MPP. MPP, PP, Peter Pan's. Had that. Stupid things like, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess there was an attempt one time, and I don't think it was a bullying deal, just being a wise guy.
Right.
Called me Dale Evans. Okay. Now, at the time, I knew those guys were out there. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about Dale Evans being a female.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's a girl. So, yeah. Yeah.
It was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, right. The Cowboys. Okay. And Cow Gal.
That's right.
And I think I was on the teeter-totter when they said that, and I said, yeah, yeah.
Heck yeah, I am.
And then it was over, you know. But yeah, besides the siblings, and I probably had, a tout or two about my nose, you know. But never really, bullied. Mm. And, I grew into my nose now. Look, it's so nice.
It's true.
The Laos have genuinely a large nose.
Right.
And, Grandma Lao, I remember, it's got, we got Grandma Lao's nose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
That's how my dad's side, very prevalent noses. Yeah, yeah. It's a whole German thing, I think. Yeah, so.
But no, not really. But this Texas mom, she's been arrested after a homemade concoction landed her son's schoolmate in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to the Legacy Traditional School, Alamo Ranch. Gee whiz, that's a lot. In San Antonio. In response to a call about a sick kid, the child who'd fallen ill told police that after he swigged a drink given to him by a 10-year-old classmate, he got a headache and felt nauseous.
Here, drink this.
Say, you'll feel.
I'll show you.
The 10-year-old told the police that his mom had crafted the drink, which was made up of Gatorade, then spiked with lemon juice, vinegar, and salt. Authorities say although the contents of the drink were not toxic, the incident resulted in the kid being hospitalized. The mother, Jennifer Lynn Rosie, admitted she made the drink and told her
son. Or it could
be
Rossi.
It could be.
Yeah, we don't know.
Around this neck of the woods, we call them Rosies.
Right. Well, that has S's in it, though.
Ross-s-s-s-e.
I would say that's Rossi.
Okay. Because there is a... wasn't it called Martini and Rossi?
Yeah.
But anyway, she told her son to give it to the other kid, who she says had been harassing her child. Rossi, a nurse, noted, she's a nurse. She only did it to stop the bullies after she says her son's energy drink had been stolen from him the previous day.
Oh, no.
She was charged with injury to a child causing bodily injury. Meanwhile, the hospitalized student is said to require additional medical monitoring.
Yeah, he's playing it up. Oh, I hurt. It hurts so bad. Oh, it's great. Oh. He's playing that up, right? If he's out there stealing Gatorade, he's playing this up.
As bullies do.
Right.
Right.
Oh, it hurts. Oh.
Now, this would wake you up in a hurry. A video from a barber shop in San Bernardino shows a pair of hair clippers bursting into flames.
Oh, my gosh.
A barber says he just finished giving a guy a haircut when the clippers caught fire. Fortunately, no one was hurt. The clippers were only 2 months old.
Mm.
They're growing in popularity because they're cordless.
I was going to say there's probably a battery in there, right?
And we've had battery incidents.
Yeah.
With the...
vape things.
Yeah, vapes. We had several of those reports.
Blow up in my pocket.
Now, this couldn't be a good day for the fellow involved here. A Florida woman broke into her ex-boyfriend's home, threw Sprite at him, and pickled pork juice on his sofa. Now, who's got pickled... Okay, is that... Do you have any pickled pork in your...
Well, we keep a jar of pig's feet handy at all times.
Who knows on that? I've said that a number. I mean,
right. Who looks at that and is like, you know, that sounds good.
And people do.
Right.
We'll get a comment from somebody here that will say that's good.
Well, it's good eating. Yeah, he ain't living unless you have some pig feet. Yeah, we'll hear that.
The woman identified as Octavia Riddick was holding a bottle of Sprite outside of the house, which she then flung at the victim, identified as her ex-boyfriend, and the Sprite hit him. She began shouting at him and continuously mentioned wanting to fight him.
Bring it on. Let's go. Off. Let's go.
Her shirt was taken off, exposing a very deep belly button.
Because that's what you do in a fight, right? You take your shirt off. You get naked. It's the first thing you do. Like the Romans said.
The belly button said to be holding several Tylenols.
And a Glock.
If you missed yesterday's show, we had a woman hiding drugs in her belly button.
Right.
Okay. She also threw and broke items around the house. She was arrested, taken to the Lee County Jail for burglary and battery.
So where'd the pickled pork juice come from?
They're not saying.
Yeah.
They didn't even include that. Have you, okay, do you know anyone?
Yeah.
And I think back to my family, and probably someone in there said pig feet. Okay.
Do you remember we did a whole, when that one dude used to work here, we had him eat pig feet on the
air. Yes, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah. Of course, he'd do anything. He was.
Yeah. But, I remember when we opened the jar, it smelled like mayonnaise. It smelled like mayonnaise, like real mayonnaise.
Which I don't really like either.
And when you hold it, like I remember when you held it up, it just kind of moves. It's like kind of gelatinous, and it just sort of moves on its own.
Again, why are you eating them?
I have the video. We could rewatch it.
Are you that hard up?
Maybe.
How much do they cost? Can you go online and let's shop for some? Okay?
let's shop for pickled pigs.
Matt, that's your assignment.
All right, that's my assignment. All
let's
right,
see if we can find that advertised. And I've seen them before in the store, you know, but I don't know what the attractive feature of them is.
I don't either. Is it a depressionary thing? Is it where they had to eat everything?
Did you have lard sandwiches and pickled pig's feet? That's good eating.
So this 16 ounce of Big John's pickled pig's feet.
1 pound.
$6.28.
That ain't cheap. Now, you're not eating the actual, okay, it's not, does it include the hoof? Do they have a picture?
Can you? Just of the jar, okay. Not like the actual product.
Because, you know, do they cut the hoof off and then that's good eating in there? Is it like eating a crackling?
This says cooked, cured, bone in, ready to eat. Oh, good Lord. You just pull them out of the jar and gnaw on them. Oh, what is wrong with you? No, we're not doing that.
I just can't. And again, I can't stand something that smells, you know, when it comes to eating it.
Yeah.
And there's just certain smells that, you know, it's hard for me to put down to get down my gullet a deviled egg because of the smell.
Because the egg smell?
Yeah, it's the Easter. I remember, you know, you'd always have the boiled eggs, you know, and you crack them open.
Sure.
And it's just
just has that smell. Yeah. I know, where it's kind of like a fart.
Now, once you get by it, you know.
It's not bad.
And I guess you just hold your breath and you go for it.
I'm not a huge fan. Like, I enjoy eggs. I'm not a huge fan of deviled eggs anyway.
Yeah. Now, how much meat can be on a pig's foot?
There can't be that much. I mean, there can't be that much. That's what I'm saying. It had to have been a Depression-era thing where, you know, well, there's still meat on there. We should eat that. Yeah, the kids, Martha, we're having pig's feet. Pig's feet and onions for dinner. We had liver and onions last night. Well...
And again, everybody says, well, you just ain't making it right.
You know? Yeah, you hear that a lot. It's like, man, no.
It's liver. It's never going to be good. Okay?
Although I will say this. We were somewhere, and someone made, it was like broccoli, okay. But it was like, you know, it was all seasoned, and then it was like olive oil drizzle, and it was roasted in the oven. and it was actually not bad.
Do you not normally like broccoli?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, why is it when we were growing up, if you were making vegetables, it was just boil them on the pot and slap them on and eat it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you never.
There
did
was
anything
never anything.
Special.
Yeah, there was nothing special done to it. It was just put it in a pot, boil it, eat it. You're like, that'll make you strong. It's gonna make me barf. But if I had, you know, roasted vegetables and stuff as a kid, I may have eaten them. I don't know.
Just a little more time.
A little more, a little more effort. A little more time.
Something,
you know?
In it, Mom.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you know, spinach. You know, it's just
you know, green beans, whatever. Yeah. It was all just boiled in water and put on your plate. There you go, eat it.
Now the green beans, you know, in my family included that slab or so of bacon, blubbery bacon, right, laying in there.
Oh yeah,
is that for? I guess it's for flavor.
I guess
it's not like we're fighting over that slab of bacon. Can I have the bacon, Mother?
Right.
Here's a woman.
All right, hold on. Let's see here. You can eat... Okay, I got a text from someone. Okay. You can eat pickled pig's feet straight out of a jar with a knife and fork.
No kidding.
Pig's feet are low in fat, the edible parts, are very high in protein, particularly collagen and tendon. That's why when it comes out, it's all just... It like vibrates on its own.
So
it just moves.
It's basically like being okay. So as a kid, you know, Mom's making a cake, something special. You got the beaters, you know, you get to lick them.
Yeah.
So it'd be like me standing there waiting on the can of Spam to get open,
yes,
and fighting over the gelatin.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what this is. So collagen that comes from pig's feet.
Can I lick that can?
Considered by many authorities to be very good for joints and skin health. This person clarified, no, I don't eat them. Oh, and then I got a text, no cheese on your broccoli. Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
My mom would make broccoli, and then she would, you know, well, there's cheese on it, and it's like, it still tastes like gross broccoli. You know what I mean? I can taste it. Cheese ain't doing anything. It still tastes like gross broccoli, man. It's just boiled broccoli that you slap some cheese on. It's still gross. You're putting lipstick on a pig at this point, man. Come on.
I don't think we ever even had cheese on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we my mom tried that once.
It's just, you just
did. You like cheese, I put cheese on it. You know.
And I'm from the era of the parents, you ate everything on your plate.
Yeah.
You eat it all.
Yep.
Okay. And that's a bad habit, because
it
if
is.
You look at this now, this stuff that's going on in the TV commercials of discovering why you are fat.
Yep.
You know, that was part of it.
That
you were told to eat everything on your plate.
So a lot of times you eat past the point of being full because you don't want to waste.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was shoved down my throat.
No, same.
You know.
I can remember vividly sitting trying to choke down mashed potatoes at the table. You know, I couldn't get up. Pork chop, mashed potatoes.
You could have John Belushi'd it. Put him in there. Mom, what am I?
That was it.
I'm sure your parents would have loved you.
I'm sure that would have gone over real well. Man, I remember that. Sitting at the table at the family room, just trying to choke down those cold, dry mashed potatoes.
And you couldn't leave until you did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about it. Now, I don't know how parents raise children now. I don't think you and Lindsay probably did that with your kids.
Not really.
You know, I mean, and I think some, you know, you gain some things from other parents and that, you know, make you a better parent, hopefully.
One of our kids, the boy, what he would do is we would feed him. He would eat a little bit.
Okay.
And then he would go and play. And then you could not touch his plate because he would revisit.
Okay, so he would come back.
He would come back to it. And if you did, if you like got rid of it, he would get super mad.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So you had to leave it out.
So he probably didn't
now,
mind.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Potatoes.
We're not leaving it out so it's like getting rotten and spoiled. Okay, that's not. Okay, let's not go down that road. He leaves out rotten food for his kid. You hear that? That's.
I'll tell you, those two are nuts.
But you know, I mean, if you gave him whatever, he would always come back to it, always.
And you just adjust, you know, if that's the way he wants to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I mean, better than not eating at all. And
you know, in all honesty, I've always been. There's certain people, okay, people that are picky eaters get made fun of.
Yeah.
You know, well, you just don't know what's good. And I've even said that to people.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's something in vegetables, that starchy vegetable flavor that just makes me retch. Like, it's involuntary, it makes me retch. I have been like this since I ate baby food. All right. I remember my mom took me to the doctor and said, he doesn't eat anything. And he's like, well, what are you feeding him? And she said, peas, carrots, you know, all this stuff. He won't touch it. What will he touch? He'll eat hot dogs. Okay. Feed him hot dogs. He'll come around.
And make him big enough that he'll choke on.
Right. Teach him a lesson on how to chew his food properly.
Oh, my.
No, I mean, that was ever since I was a kid. I just, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, peas. I'll eat peas, but they got to be small, young peas, the little ones.
Yeah.
I don't like the big, fat, frozen ones.
Right. That you just boil. And again, everything's just boiled in water.
No flavor.
No flavor, no nothing, just boil it.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I love spinach. You know, and I don't know why I adapted the taste for that. You know, every kid on earth hated it in school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was always...
And they always served it.
Yeah, at least once a month.
Now, I don't think they do a lot of school menus anymore based on, well, it's good for you, you know, because it was a waste.
Yeah. Because they were losing, yeah.
So I... Anyway, poor Matt.
I know.
You know, I feel so bad for you.
Why?
Well, you just need a good hug, you know, all that, and... Whatever. See, you remember that pig feet deal vividly.
Yeah.
And I barely don't recall it.
Oh.
What was I doing that morning?
Man, you were here. It was the first time we ever live video streamed something.
Oh, okay. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can... Hold on here. Hold on.
Because I remember, you know, we've always wondered, why do people want to eat those?
Yeah, because it was part of our prize package. Remember?
That's right. We had various products we were giving away.
Yeah, the wheel of meat.
Yes, that's right.
We had the wheel of meat.
Yeah.
Good
cuts.
Well, I mean, we had...
Good things.
There were good things. There were like Vienna sausages on there and a couple other things. And
bacon, I think, was part of it.
Was that part of it? Yeah. But
and then you had pig's feet.
And we had pig's feet on there.
I forgot about that. Totally. Yeah. Oh, man, you've got a great, I just forget everything. Well, you know, it was my early days of, you know, the 70s, you know. I lost everything from the 70s, man. Mm. That's what it was.
Is that what it is?
So what do you got going on this weekend?
Well.
Now, your church program, I sent a message, okay, because you did the program.
Yeah.
There was only 19 minutes. Something was amok with that program.
All right.
I sent a message. But I've heard nothing back. It just picks up there you are, and then you just cut off.
Well,
I said you just cut off my friend.
I want to hear what he says.
So there's something wrong with that because it's normally about an hour,
all right?
Or 30 minutes, rather.
Yeah, usually it's 30 minutes. All right, I can take care of that.
Okay. Do you do that this week? Are you
But let me think. We have both my kids are part of the Who Poisoned His Meatball show.
Oh, so they're in there.
So they're in that. Okay. So we'll tonight, actually, I am doing the message at Celebrate Recovery. So I'm doing that tonight. And have the show.
Are you going to have the dinner part, too? You're going to have the spaghetti?
I'll do that.
Because two of those shows have the spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, tonight's the dinner, and then tomorrow's matinee, and then dinner tomorrow night.
Okay. And that's all at the State Theater. For the junior civic kids.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, wait. We just got a text. I won on the wheel of meat.
So many memories that I forgot.
We had that. It was a big wheel that we had. A wheel, and we had. It was great, man.
Maybe we need to bring something like that back to this program and podcast
where we
you have a chance to win stuff off, and we could bring that wheel back. We always have it stashed somewhere.
Does it still work?
Well, surely it does. A little oil, everything works.
Yeah, true. All right.
So anyway, you have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend.
Now, are you going to do a best of on the river
Monday? My plan is to do a...
So it'll be a best of tidbits.
What I might do is, what's the date on Monday?
The 11th.
The 11th. Yeah. I may go back and see if I can find the March 11th show from last year.
Oh.
Put on there just to see what we talked about a year ago.
Okay. Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're holding my attention, my friend. Anyway, you have a good one.
You too.
And everybody else out there, too.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.